After I was ordained a priest, I was sent back for another year of studies to finish my second graduate degree. So I spent my first year of the priesthood in school. And for that last year, the main thing we have to do is we have to write a tesina paper, which is a 200-page paper. Father Doug Krebs is writing his right over in that house probably as we speak. He's trying to get a jump on it before he goes back for his last year. But anyway, we usually find a proofreader for content. And one of my friends, Father Thomas Lynch, from the Diocese of Peterborough in Ontario, he graciously agreed to read all of my work and edit it and correct it, quite frankly, with the mistakes that I made. Anyway, I remember he said to me one day that the best teachers are the best thieves. I said, "What was that?" He said, "Patrick, never be afraid to steal. The best teachers are the best thieves." And I said, "Oh, okay, I've just never heard it like that before." Well, today I want to borrow some ideas from a homily Archbishop Hebda gave to us priests in Richardton when we were on retreat. The Archbishop of St. Paul was our retreat leader. He gave this homily on May 31st in the morning, the visitation, the Feast of the Visitation, and after lunch, I went to my room and I outlined it because he has some very neat things in it that help me see this gospel we heard in a new way, and perhaps for you too. But anyway, first of all, let me just set it up a bit here. We're celebrating today the Feast of the Assumption of Mary. And the church gives us the gospel of the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth. So that can be a little confusing too. But you know the gospel. You've heard it again and again. Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. And it ends with that Magnificat prayer, right? My soul proclaims that and we often get drug into that, not that we shouldn't, but we often get drug into that, and we forget the first part of that gospel, which I want to visit with you about today, that first part, which is verses 39 to 45, that chunk right there. Now, this gospel that we just heard follows the Annunciation of Gabriel's message to Mary. Remember, that's when Gabriel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Your child will be called Holy, the Son of God," right? And Mary says, "Fine, yes, let it be hold. Let it be done. Do it, fine." When she said yes at that moment, Mary becomes the new Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant of the Old Testament carried the presence of Yahweh around. Now when Mary says yes, she has conceived Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, and now she is the new Ark of the Covenant. But before she said yes, the angel Gabriel gave her a little family update, little news, that her relative Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant with the son. So now this story begins. And it begins with three figures, not including Jesus. Mary, Elizabeth, who's pregnant with John the Baptist. And when you hear this gospel, I want you to think of how do I react to the presence of Jesus Christ? Not how do I respond, but how do I react when I'm in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And each of these figures teaches us how we should react. The first reaction of Mary is service. In haste, the Bible tells us, and by the way, that word in haste is always indicative of the work of the Holy Spirit. That's how the Holy Spirit works in our lives, in haste. We've decided this is God's will, and we do it in haste, which is different than doing it quickly. So in haste, Mary travels to the hill country of Judea in service of her relative. Our families are often our most difficult relationships. She goes to her relative to assist her at this time. Mary is forgetting about herself. She's forgetting that she's pregnant. She traveled probably 80 to 100 miles to that town where Elizabeth was. We're not sure. It could be Hebron. It could be En-Karim. But it was a long journey, probably from here to Dickinson on a donkey while she's pregnant for service, to be with Elizabeth. She is, in many ways, the first Eucharistic minister. And she's going there in charity. Charity is a response, a reaction to being in the presence of Jesus Christ. Like John Paul said, this story demonstrates authentic charity that comes from being in the presence of Jesus Christ. Charity, willing the good for the other. Not just shoveling someone's sidewalk, but boy, was that an image. But willing the good for the other, thinking the good for the other, wishing them well. Service is the first reaction if we are in the presence of God. Then Elizabeth reacts. When Mary walks in, Elizabeth has the reaction of praise. Elizabeth says, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus." That's why Catholics pray the Hail Mary prayer. It's from the Bible. It's Elizabeth's response. And when Elizabeth says this, praise, she becomes aware of what's around her. That's why we come together in praise at Mass. I've said this since I've arrived. Corpus Christi does that well. You do a lot of things well. But praise is, you're high on the list. I've been in front of groups for almost 30 years. I've been trying to get full active participation from people for 30 years. You do it well. I don't know if it's the layout. I don't know if there's just so many of you. I might as well give you the credit. I was in a conversation just this last week, and I said, you can say what you want about Corpus Christi, but I'm going to tell you what. They praise Jesus Christ. They worship our Lord. And in the last class I took, that's the purpose of a parish, okay? So you do that here. We need to come together to do that here. That is a reaction to be in our Lord's presence, praise. And then John the Baptist, in the womb of Elizabeth, shows us a model of reaction. When Mary walks in with our Lord, when our Lord is in the presence of John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth, his original sin is wiped away. And he leaped in the womb and he exhibited adoration. We remember that story, perhaps, of how David danced in front of the Ark of the Covenant. Here, St. John the Baptist, even in the womb, dances in front of the new Ark of the Covenant, Mary, and exhibits adoration. We have adoration here at our parish on Tuesdays, from after our 12:10 Mass until evening, because adoration is different than praise. And without it, we won't be able to serve. Saint John the Baptist was really the first one to practice Eucharistic adoration, even in the womb, that reaction. And then from here, we go into the Magnificat, which we've heard preached about so much. So this is a good review for me. It was on retreat, and it should be for all of us. Luke chapter 1, that little chunk, 39 to 45, those verses there. Am I in the presence of Jesus Christ? If I am, I will react with service in charity, with praise, and with adoration. It's a good review for us. And then we can easily move into Mary's praise. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. So there you are. If you haven't remembered much, I want you to at least remember that the best teachers you have are the best thieves in the world. Amen. Let's stand and profess what we believe.